few private moments. I'm with my microphone on my bed, laying here, contemplating things. Like, that's one thing I do. I think a lot. And tonight I'm thinking about the plight of prey. And for those of you that are prey, you'll understand. Or if you're submissive, you'll understand. So you're in something with somebody, and then it ends. They're long gone. You've moved on. You have somebody new, or you're just single and you're over it. There's always that. Them to want you. Why? You've moved on. Why is that? Are you remembering the good times? Oh, the good times. You don't think about the bad times. You think about the good times. Actually, what it is, if you're the type of person that's submitted to them, I think there's a part of you that will always be submissive to that person, even if it ends. And they're just waiting. You think they're waiting. They probably are waiting. They're probably just waiting in the wings. Just waiting for that weak moment, the drunk moment. Watching you, because they're predators, aren't they? Isn't that why you got along so well? They're wolves. They're wolves, and you're the prey. You're Little Red Riding Hood in the woods. You're the innocent little girl that went out to the woods just picking berries. And you didn't know that he was watching. You really didn't know for sure, but you could feel him. You could feel his presence. And sometimes you could catch his scent, couldn't you? So you went out into that woods, didn't you? You purposely went out there. You've been there before. You did it over and over and over again. You knew it was dangerous, and yet you still did it. You wanted him. To push you down on the ground. And feel your cunt. Didn't you? And you still want it. Even after it's all done and over, you still want to feel it. I was just thinking about that tonight. So there's two types of submission. This is what I believe. There's two types of submission. There's people that deserve your submission. They're worthy. They'll take care of you. They'll be good to you. They'll take care of your needs, and they honestly care for you. They deserve it. And you'll give it to them. And then there are other people that you probably have submitted to before. that you don't want to submit to. But there's something within you that fucking hates them because they have that little power over you in the wrong moment, or maybe the right moment, they could take hold of you again. And they know it. They know it. But if you're strong and you use your brain, you won't fall for it. Yeah, I was thinking about that tonight. Trying to figure out. I just wanted to put something out here. Besides singing, something kind of, I don't know, cerebral, I guess. Something kind of ASMR, I guess. I don't know. I also am thinking about this. People are turned on by many things in this life, and you know what's funny is I don't think I've ever been with anyone that has just straight up sent me a dick pic. No. I'm definitely fucked by the mind. Can definitely feel way more attraction to somebody through their thoughts. I mean, bodies help and all that sort of thing, but I think one of the greatest powers is the ability to fuck somebody with their mind first. Because beauty does fade. I mean, it really does. Beauty fades. But a kinky mind is forever. Somebody's ability to write a story, to spin a tale, to bring you on a journey. And if they have a nice voice, a nice accent, well, they have a lot. And then they have everything if they have, you know, a nice face and a nice physique. The whole package. Not everybody has the package. I don't know. Those are my thoughts.